we're following the little brook, that Southoe Brook, that comes down from Southoe. We were right by the side of it where we were on the bank there. And it comes down, it's where it joins the River Great Ouse. Oh. And it's our river viewpoint. Okay. Years ago, there used to be a ferry across the river here to Great Paxton, which was bigger than Little Paxton in those days. There was a farmhouse just to our left. And eventually they rented punts out at a weekend from here, just to our left. And we call this Great Dodder Fen, not because it's a big area, like it's a Great Dodder Fen, but the plant that lives here is called Great Dodder. And it's parasitic on nettles. Our management plan encourages us to grow nettles, which I think we're doing quite well.
Well, they look very healthy.
They do look very healthy. Actually, where they're less healthy is where the dodder is, because it saps some of their energy. There's usually a clump here, but we're a bit late in the year to see it now. So here we are at the river.
So this is the Great Ouse?
It's the Great Ouse. We're actually, just behind us is the Ouse Valley Way. So if we go to our right, you can walk to Milton Keynes and beyond. And if you go to our left, you can walk to King's Lynn. The path goes all the way. It takes a good week. we had two teams do it once, and one team went by boat. Had a boat servicing them, so they were supposed to sleep on the boat each night, but because of all the locks, the walkers got ahead and had to walk back to the boat, which doubled their time.
And so anybody using the moorings that you've got then,
yes,
they'll come down here?
Yes, that's right. There's a whole row of moorings to our left. In fact, these are moorings we're standing on, but the Friends of Paxton Pits Nature Reserve, our charity, actually rent these moorings and don't put boats on it so the public get views. And this is a good spot for otters too. That's an island on the other side. That belongs to us too. You can't really see it this time of year, but these trees are mostly bird cherry. They look quite willowy. Mm. Just in the spring, they get covered in white flowers. And then they all just appear to die, and they get covered in cobwebs. And it's an ermine moth that attacks bird cherry.
Wow.
The leaves all disappear. They get eaten by these moths, by the caterpillars, and then the cuckoos come in here. You can have three or four cuckoos at a time coming in here eating the caterpillars, and then the leaves all grow back on again.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I can see a little nest up there as well.
You can, and that looks like, to me, like that's a carrion crow's nest.
Okay.
Yeah, and in fact, there's one flying over now. Trouble. Oh. He's looking for trouble.
Is he? Yeah. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself here, and it's huge, isn't it?
You Paxton need a day, Pits. Yes. And this is the meadow trail. And we have two hay meadows here that we farm traditionally, cutting hay in the summer and then grazing around the autumn, winter. Uh-huh. And that makes it herbally rich and also good for wildlife. And it looks so natural, but it was excavated as a gravel pit. This is one of the first ones that was excavated in the war to make concrete for runways. Oh. When the Americans came over to join the war, you know, in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we're going to go and look for our volunteers who are doing some work trimming around the footpaths down here.
I was going to say, this is such a huge space and there's not a lot of staff here. Volunteers, as always.
It's very unusual. You've actually seen three members of staff today. It's all done by volunteers. So the people behind the counter serving you teas are volunteers. The people out working on the reserve are mostly volunteers. The people doing the wildlife monitoring are volunteers. It's 99% volunteers. They take the credit for everything they should. Even more than that, we've got our own friends group who actually really started the reserve. It wasn't the district council who I worked for who started it. They were the pressure group that got it all going. And they are now our charity. And the money we raise here through the charity, serving teas, doing guided walks and events and things like that, all has to be spent on the reserve, which is marvellous. So we've got our volunteers and our fundraising. We just couldn't manage without all that.
But how many pits have we got here then?
Down this end, we've got one, two, three, and then we were on the Heronry Lakes, which is really two lakes with a little gap in between. Beyond that, we've got one called Washout, and there's heron coming in over on our left.
Oh yeah.
And then beyond that, we've got Island Pit, Pump House Pit, and Diddington Pit, and a little place called Farm Pit as well. So we've got those that are about to come into the reserve in the next couple of years. So as the gravel company works north, we take over the land.
Yeah, I can see there's been some trimming here, so they've been busy this morning.
Have, yes. Some of the ones that are here now were here when I started 17 years ago.
Fantastic.
We can't get rid of them. And some of them, if they're not doing practical work anymore, they often move on to the committee.
Yeah.
And some of the ones that, actually, they're all multifaceted. We've got volunteers who work outside, who work on the cafe at weekends, You know, so they'll be hacking bushes around 1 minute, the next minute serving teas and coffees. They're just wonderful. And then we've got some younger ones who've come in more recently. Most people who volunteer are retired. Here they are.
Hello, what's your name?
Chris Moon.
And how long have you been coming here, Chris?
5 or 6 years.
Yeah? Yeah. What do you love about it?
Just been outside and getting away from a life as a carer.
Oh, right. So it's a release for you.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And helps keep you fit.
It does, yeah. It's the green gym. I just like the manual work of hedging and path creating and just making the environment happy for the customers.
I'm Roy.
How long have you been coming?
I've been coming about 10, 11 years now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it that draws you
here? It's similar to what Chris has said. I was an office worker, so it's nice to get out and mix with nature and see what's going on and get your hands dirty now and then. It's good, keeps you fit. Good for the soul as well.
Do you get inspired?
Not really. I just wonder when tea time's coming around again. And have they got any biscuits this time?
Yeah. I'm Scott.
Hi, Scott. You love coming here?
Yes.
Yeah? How often do you come?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Lovely. And what do you like most about it?
Like what these two are doing.
Just coming out and
being
outside and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Fiona, you're a volunteer here inside the visitor centre. How long have you been coming?
About 2 years now.
Yeah.
I came here to live here 3 years ago and I was suffering from cancer. And every day I would try and walk to improve my health. And when I got fit again, I wanted to give something back. People had been so friendly when I came to have a cup of tea here after my walk. I thought, well, I like it here, so I shall come and join them.
It's a pretty special place, isn't it?
It's a very nice place. We're very, very lucky to have the reserve and the visitor centre.
Paxton Pits, if you've never been before, worth coming for a little look-see, or maybe become a volunteer. And bring your binoculars.